This is the World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Russian missiles hit a kindergarten and an apartment block in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Joe Biden, America's president, condemned the strikes as, quote, barbarism. On Saturday, Russia gained full control of Severodonetsk in the country's east, according to local officials. The fall of the city, after months of fighting, is Russia's biggest military victory since capturing Mariupol in May. Several liberal states began to take measures to further protect reproductive rights following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Lawmakers in California may propose a ballot measured to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. Minnesota's governor signed an executive order banning state agencies from cooperating with other state criminal investigations into women who seek care in Minnesota. G7 leaders announced a plan to create a $600 billion global infrastructure fund to counter China's Belt and Road Initiative in developing countries. The pledge was a product of the group's annual meeting in southern Germany. President Joe Biden said America would aim to contribute $200 billion in private and public funds to the project. The EU will muster $300 billion. Russia defaulted on its foreign debt for the first time in more than a century after Western sanctions inhibited its ability to make payments. The grace period for about $100 million of interest payments expired on Sunday. Russia's government owes $40 billion in foreign currency debt, half of which is held by foreign investors. The last time Russia defaulted on its foreign debt was during the Bolshevik Revolution in 1918. America, Britain, Canada, and Japan announced a ban on imports of Russian gold, the latest in a string of sanctions designed to tighten the squeeze on Vladimir Putin, Russia's president. Russian gold exports were worth $15.5 billion last year, and oligarchs often invest in bullion to soften the blow of Western sanctions, said Boris Johnson, Britain's prime minister. Police in Turkey broke up Istanbul's Pride Parade and detained at least 200 people after the local government again forbade the annual march from taking place. The parade has been banned since 2015. Turkey's government has become increasingly hostile to gay people. Last year, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkey's strongman president, said, quote, there is no such thing as LGBT. Sri Lanka raised the price of petrol a day after its energy minister said that there would be indefinite delays to future shipments. Konchana Wijesukara blamed, quote, banking and logistical reasons for the country being almost without fuel. The crisis is one facet of an economic collapse which has seen Sri Lanka's foreign currency reserves depleted by a combination of poor policy choices and external shocks. And fact of the day, 84. The number of countries that have become less peaceful since 2008.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.